kind of like the, like, ignorance is bliss kind of vibe.
Right. I feel like The Courageous Fool should be the podcast title. Does that resonate?
That does, actually. That really does. That's nice. System of a down.
You're ahead.
Guess so, yeah. That's like ingrained. That's off the steal this album, that album.
I think so, yeah. What song is it again?
I can't remember.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's good. I feel like it's the only good one on that particular album.
Steal Your Album isn't my favorite. I mean, I guess it has to be Toxicity.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
How deep did you go with Sowed?
I was pretty deep. I guess, like, yeah, I was in like eighth grade, and it always makes me think of like my brother was a few grades above me, and we would drive to school together, and we would be like blasting Toxicity at like 8 a.m. but yeah, I was obsessed with them. I have like a coffee mug that I thrifted that's like their official merch. It's like one of my prized possessions.
Kind of, you should have brought it with you.
I know.
Because our receptacles are so shoddy.
Yeah. Anna Roxanne is drinking out of the one fluid receptacle in this house. That's the clap from guest privilege. What's the goated system song?
Gosh. I feel like Ariel's is really good. I don't know, that whole album is like a no skip for me.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's the one that's like
so good.
Ariel's in the sky. Yeah. What's that one? This is one like really beautiful like acoustic like duet between Serge and Darren. I think it might be on Toxicity. Mm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Can't remember. Yeah, they have like, I wasn't so familiar with their earlier stuff either. But yeah, I can't think of what that is.
Do you like revisit any heavy music from that formative time?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like, this is like scary to talk. but I do. I visit that music a lot. Yeah, it's like, I feel like Ian Kim Jin, when we became friends, we were like, oh, like Deftones, like White Pony. Like that was sort of like how we like bonded at first.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do listen to a lot of that music.
What do you return to?
Let's see.
Sorry, I'm like blanking.
I guess like it's always, I think when people like talk about that era of music, it almost like invariably comes back to bands like Deftones and System of a Down, who are like slightly more on the like on the tasteful end of the spectrum. Like,
yeah.
Deftones is I've like kind of got lumped in with a lot of that just by virtue of the timing of their arrival. Yeah. But they're just like a lot more musically sophisticated than a lot of their so-called contemporaries.
Yeah, I guess like from that era, I was also really into like The Used. I like revisit The Used a lot, actually. I get like emails from them, like Spotify emails, like, thanks for being like one of our top fans. And they'll like send me like a promo, like a code for like their tour and stuff. And like, it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm also honored. So that's really nice.
It's more embarrassing than honorable, I would say.
No, I think you should tour with them. That would be really cool.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be interesting. I only know that one album of theirs. Also, I don't know if it's the same thing, like Thursday as like, like thinking about like who I was really into, like early years of high school. And like, those are like the biggest ones.
Did you like any of the like English, British, like scene bands?
I didn't really like know about any of that stuff. I grew up like kind of sheltered, like, I was homeschooled for like half of my life, and then I went to like a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So my exposure to like counterculture was very limited. Like, I was just really into MTV and like the alternate, whatever was like popular alternative, like that's kind of all I knew. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wasn't getting deep into like, I don't know.
Bullet for My Valentine, Bring the Horizon.
Yeah, not really. Somehow I remember being really into The Streets.
The Streets are awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's really your favorite cool. Streets song?
Ah, that's hard to think of right now.
That had nothing to do with your response. I chugged the coffee a bit too hard.
I haven't listened to the album in so long. Just whatever the popular one was.
That's not really tickled me.
Maybe Sharp, no, Sharp Dots.
Sharp Dots, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Sharp Dots.
Wow, I haven't thought about this in a long time.
Spitting farts. Spitting farts. Spitting dance farts.
I thought they were so cool.
They are. Yeah.
Does Rob's accent kind of bring it all flooding back? Does he have the kind of like... the geezerous Cockney twang.
I really love like British accents. I don't know. It's like a nice sound to me.
You should move to London.
I've thought about it. Yeah.
You should join Brian and Nick in the cool guy house. The most creative space that side of the world. It's kind of the British equivalent to the space you're currently in.
I reckon it smells better.
Well, anywhere Brian goes, definitely Brian. Smells.
Yeah. Exactly.
The unsound hype house.
What's that?
Like the unsound hype
house. The unsound hype house. Brian's mad into like colognes and like scents and shit.
This is true.
Yeah,
hardcore. Hardcore. Do you understand or do you need an interpreter? Now my style is distinguished, all fires are extinguished. Ask your girl to sing and she'll sing this. I'm a scientist, have no prejudice, that's my hypothesis. Make your analysis, ever heard a beat like this? I walk the beat like a policeman, no calm, a pedestrian. In 500 years they'll play this song in museums. I am the bold adventurer, the UK's ambassador. Holding off Excalibur, your beats are inferior. Don't want to embarrass you, so call your solicitor. The jury voted unanimously against you. Sharp darts, speed master, speeding darts faster. Shut up on the driver, you're the passenger. Your brain superior, pressure blows the dial on your barometer. Do you understand or do you need an interpreter? Now this one's fat like your mother contains enough calories. Resonates in all your favorite frequencies. I've got a worldwide warranty, satisfaction guarantee. If you ain't happy, then just send it right back to me. So given your sheltered upbringing, like when did you first start going to shows?
I didn't start going to shows until like college. because, yeah, like I feel like my parents wouldn't have allowed me to go to like big shows. And it was also like expensive. I would go to some like super local stuff, like my friend's band, like in high school, like in the suburbs. But I didn't start going to like proper shows until college, which I went to college in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first show is Mates of State.
Who's that?
They're like this indie like pop duo. They're like a married couple.
Nice.
Do you think they were kissing?
No, what? Okay, don't be crude. Don't be crude. Yeah.
What?
You don't have to answer that.
Okay. yeah, Mates of State.
Was it like,
they're pretty good.
Was it like the books type vibe? I feel like I really recognize that name from...
I don't know how to describe it. It's like very poppy, like keyboard and then like a drummer, and they would like harmonize, and it's like really like cute and like
kind of twee.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Were you making music like that at the time?
No. Not at all. No.
Well, I guess kind of on that note, you ever play in any bands prior to the Anorexia Sound Project? And we have a particular interest in math rock or techie music. I ask this for no particular reason.
Yes, I have. I was thinking about this actually. I was like, should I talk about this? I don't know if I'm quite ready to like go into the detail or like talk about the name or like make it like searchable or something, but I was in a band in college that was like a math prog band.
Were you in Dream Theater?
What is that?
It's like a stadium prog rock band.
No.
Okay, that's good. by process of elimination, we'll arrive at the actual band sooner or later. But was it kind of like Terra Melos style, like Hella style?
It was like we were super into Deerhoof and I guess Mars Volta. I feel like those are the top two. I've been listening to it again, and I don't know. I think I want to like share it at some point, but I don't think I'm ready yet.
What were you playing?
I played bass.
So did you study music at college, or were you studying something else?
Yeah, so I went to music school. It was this really weird jazz program, like in the Midwest, like in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. It was very strange. I lived there for like 3 years.
Did it feel strange at the time, or is it looking back on it, playing jazz in the middle of nowhere for 3 years is a strange thing to do?
Looking back is very strange, but at the time it was really exciting just because, or I was excited to like be away from home.
Of course.
And like just be like an insane college student, you know? Yeah, it was a very formative time. It's like a really small town and a really small program, and it was very like niche, this very niche corner of jazz.
Do you like specialize in something? How does that work?
Well, like the curriculum was pretty basic. Everyone was taking like jazz theory, classical theory, or like traditional Western theory, and like piano and voice lessons, but the school was like heavily into like vocal jazz, like a cappella.
Mm.
So that was like the huge thing. There are these like really like intense, or like these vocal groups that everyone would try to get into like by audition. And like, it was a really grueling, intense process. It's like super competitive and insane. And then like the groups would tour and like recruit other students from like different high schools and colleges to like come to this random school in Iowa. And some of it was, I mean, some of it was really cool, but a lot of it was like terribly, terribly like cheesy music that's really embarrassing to perform in public, but that's what we all signed up for.
Well, like kind of Jacob Collier type stuff?
Ish. Like I remember once the group I was in, it was like the second best group, or that's like as far as
nationwide?
No, like within the school.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
But like our director like arranged like a Disney song, and so we had to like that kind of shit, and it was so humiliating. But there were parts that were really cool and beautiful, and like it really helped me to like learn how to sing, and like it was really good for ear training, and yeah, I owe a lot to that time in terms of like how I like formed my music practice or something.
What I always find is what kind of like funny and striking is when there's a disparity between like technical proficiency and I guess like taste.
Swag.
And I mean, in a sense, it does come down to swag. Obviously, there's no accounting for taste whatsoever. But I just find it funny when people who are incredibly, incredibly skilled technically at a given thing gravitate towards Disney music, for example.
Yeah, it's so weird. I feel like that goes with like, I feel like that's really common in like music education, like environments where like the focus is like just how good you can become and like your chops, and it's not about like creativity.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've definitely been around a lot of that, and that's kind of like why I like dropped out, because I couldn't like, I wasn't like good enough. I didn't like have a background or like an upbringing like with music, so everything was like super fresh. So everything was like really challenging for me, like learning theory and piano. I was like starting from scratch, so I like dropped out eventually.
How far did you make it in?
I made it. It's so weird. It was like a 2-year program, but then they had like a third year for like people who have no knowledge. So like I did the like pre-year, and then I made it, I like dropped out like with one semester left of the, anyways, yeah, I was pretty close, but I was like not doing well.
Just like making you like whip out your grades.
wait, I'm kind of curious, you alluded to the fact that you kind of thought there was like a National Jazz League table.
I mean, it's
like,
it's,
how do you think that would work?
I feel like in the US they make these things sort of competitive. Like, I don't know, maybe like I feel like high school marching bands have like competition. Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like
they do it all for the clout, always running their mouth, but they've never been about.
Yo,
I splash niggas.
Yo,
in and out. In and out.
Clout is killing our people.
They do it for UKL.
Yeah. Clout is killing our people.
They do it for UDN.
Yeah. Clout is killing our people. They move like the groupies, them. Sending shots on snap, but in real life, don't use their skank.
I think it's quite interesting. I had like exactly the same experience of you.
Really?
As you. Yeah, I did a year and a half, like about a year and a half of like jazz, and then dropped out. But I think what I found funny is that I've